lucky to be able to welcome in the host of the Utes pregame show in a long time, a guy who could just flat out ball with anybody. You miss playing, Josh? Josh Grant joining us.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Well, I know how it is. Like when you roll out of bed after playing a little, it's no.
Yes, exactly. You play too hard or too long the night before, it's not really that pleasant when you wake up. But, you know, it depends who you play with as well. I'm not a young spring chicken where I can just run up and down and run and gun. So it's fun to play with guys who are kind of similar in that regard.
Right. So what you do kind of drift to the three-point line. They throw, you hit, you shoot, hit it, and then you kind of maybe cross half court, but maybe not on the defensive end.
No, my brother would beat me up if I did that. You know, I got to play defense and post up once in a while.
Okay. I know we only have you for a little bit of time. So last year, what a matchup. Delon Wright, now with the Raptors, learning behind a couple of great point guards in Kyle Lowry and the other guy from the Spurs who's come in. So he's not playing a lot. But then the Jahlil Okafor playing a lot with Philly. Justice Winslow's a man with Miami Heat. Tyus Jones doing things for the T-Wolves, I believe. So those superstars are gone. But there's still Brandon Taylor, Loveridge, and the Utes have a whole Jakob Poeltl, of course. And then Duke's going to bring in Luke Kennard, Derek Thornton, Brandon Ingram, Chase Jeter. I love Grayson Allen. I was a guy who I was seven. You know, I played a little bit of college back in New York, and I like to shoot a lot. And Grayson Allen, you can probably relate. And Grayson Allen, to me, is a guy who he's a game breaker. Amil Jefferson gone for the season.
Oh, that's got to be tough for Duke because he's a guy who, I mean, he had 16 and 15 against Kentucky. So you know he's a big-time player. For him being gone, that's not going to do well for Duke. But they got new guys that just kind of rise up and get opportunities, and they show well. So it's not like you can think, oh, they lost their star, and now it's going to be an easy game. Duke just has too many tools for that.
Okay, give me mindset here. You're not going into Cameron Indoor, so it won't be overwhelmingly poorly balanced in terms of the officiating. But you're going to the Garden, which is Duke's home away from home anyway. They play once a year there. Coach K, it's a great recruiting tool. You know, brings his kids in. So if you're Coach K, if you're Larry K, coming off, you know, I know Savannah State's here soon. But coming off of Wichita State, what's the biggest thing you think he's working on this week?
I think the biggest thing is he's maybe using that loss against Wichita
State
to get guys to buy into what he's trying to do defensively. And hopefully that loss, it was kind of embarrassing, is enough to kind of slap him in the face to say, hey, guys, we are not so great that we can just show up and kind of play half-heartedly or even have two or three guys or maybe even four guys play well defensively. It's got to be a team effort. And that's, you know, a lot of people don't understand how important it is to have a good team chemistry.
Right.
Well, that's a perfect example because you've got last year, you've changed two players is all, but we're struggling a lot defensively. And a lot of that has to do with just chemistry and knowing where guys are going to be and being able to rely on people so that you're doing your job because you know somebody's got your back.
Okay. Fred Van Vliet, that's 2 days in a row I've butchered that. Fred Van Vliet, one of my favorite point guards in the country. He's been there like 7 years. And Ron Baker, my opinion, the best, most experienced backcourt in the country. And the rest of the cast, they took Utah's point guards out. So if you're Coach K, you know, you're looking, if you're Krestowiak, you're looking at March. I mean, that's what, you want to do well in the Pac-12, but you're looking at March. Can he get these guys, the point guards, ready by then?
I think that what we learned from that game more than anything is that DeLon was a good point guard to kind of run things. Taylor was a good shooting guard. And
right.
Taylor's kind of had to change his role a little bit. And if Bonham can kind of step up and figure out what coach is trying to do defensively so that they trust him defensively and let him gain some experience with that starting five, I think that's really what they need to do because he's an explosive kid. He's strong. He's long. He's bigger, a little more physical. And so when you have a player like that, this pressure kind of doesn't affect your team as much. And with Brandon's size and, you know, he's used to coming off screens and he's used to spotting up. He's not so used to running the team and bring the ball up against pressure and that sort of thing. So it would make him feel more comfortable if Bonham or or one of the other guys would just step up and kind of take that responsibility as of running the team would be very helpful.
Right. And we're talking about the Utes and Duke Saturday morning at Madison Square Garden. We're very happy to have Josh Grant, the longtime pregame show guy, and also what he did with the Utes over the years was remarkable. Still playing the game, I know. He's a little more pained from time to time. But so what about like maybe a little bit more of a physical presence in New York? Do you think that part of what he wants them to do is just man up a little bit?
I don't know if you can really play Duke in a physical way, because Duke's going to be able to match that. And if you're not the fastest guy on the floor, then it's probably not very wise to try to use your speed to win. And so they've got to just be smart defensively, and they've got to be patient on offense, and they've got to trust in each other. They've got to get the ball to Pirtle for sure. Coach said on the radio the other day that on his coach's show that they've come up with some new ways to kind of get Pirtle involved instead of just pick and roll up on the high post area. So maybe they set some cross screens for him or some diagonal up screens, and he's able to kind of catch the ball and score quickly without having to fight for position or fight double teams so much like he did against Wichita State. And they really need to buy into this whole concept of team and kind of gain a chemistry like they've had in the past, where the ball moves really well. Guys are playing unselfishly, but primarily they're looking to get the ball inside to Pirtle.
Right. And the phrase post-entry pass, we're learning how important it is, aren't we?
It seems like it's such a simple thing.
Just lob it down there.
until you you understand where Pirtle likes to catch the ball, how does he seal guys, when he's got them on his hip. And then it's just a matter of knowing where the defense is, because if you just kind of chuck it up there, guys are too athletic. They're going to go and get a hand on that ball. So they've got to be on the same page.
Yeah, and they got to get separation from the guy on them, because part of that is that they're getting, their guys up right up bodying up on the guy trying to make the post entry pass, one of the guards, and it's difficult. Do they try to work matchups? I mean, I know Krestowiak he's been around. Maybe they try to get the ball in through different ways. Maybe it isn't the guards. Maybe it's Loveridge or it's Bricot. I don't know. Who can find a way to win a matchup a little bit to be the guy to get the ball in there? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, I think it helps a lot to know where the double teams are coming from and who's sagging off which of our players that's going to go help. And if that player is the guy who can make the pass, sometimes it's easier, sometimes it's more difficult. But I think we have enough guys who can shoot the ball that Duke has to respect our shot, so they've got to come out and play the ball, and then it may make it easier to get the ball into Pirtle.
Right.
And maybe they don't double team as much because they're just bigger and they're more athletic. Wichita State is a scrappy team, but they weren't real tall, and so they look to double team a lot. And,
right.
And maybe Duke just plays more straight up, and so it's kind of a more of a one-on-one show, and that makes it easier to throw the ball inside as well.
The biggest idea to me that Jahlil Okafor was not all that was not that it means that the Utes guy didn't do a tremendous job. Jakob did a great – he held him to 6 points basically with a little bit of help, but mostly man-to-man and just beating him to spots. And so I know that he has the all-around game, but it's hard sometimes for Austrian, German, a Euro guy to come in second year and be a leader. So who's the leader of this team? Probably Jordan, right?
Well, the leader, definitely the voice of the team, is Brandon. He's kind of the locker room leader, and he's the guy that is trying to pull everybody on the same page. He does have good support from Jordan, from Dakari. I mean, those are the seniors. But in sports, the reason why it's so fun and so honest is that the top dog is the guy who automatically becomes a leader. And I think that Jakob is finally getting to the point where he wants the ball. People are starting to want to give him the ball in pressure situations, and that just kind of fixes itself. And Jakob's got to take that responsibility, and I think he has. And it's been fun watching him because he's hunting for the ball more as opposed to just standing there waiting for the ball to come to him.
Josh Grant, former Ute pregame host on Twitter, at UteJosh5. One more question for you. When you're talking about Mike Krzyzewski and what he's going to do, it's a rematch, but do you think in his mind he's used that, like, they beat you, we beat them by, what, 6 or 8, and it was kind of a struggle in the regional semis, in the Sweet 16 last year. Does he use that at all as a way to get their attention? What do you think Krzyzewski's looking at this as?
I think he's the master motivator, right. And he's a great recruiter, and he's also a good coach, but he's a better motivator, and he's going to pull out anything he can. It's a brand-new team with the exception of maybe Grayson Allen. I mean, it's five new guys out there, and so it's just a matter of finding what it is that make those guys tick, and that's what makes Coach K Coach K. He gets those guys to play hard. They're going to play hard defensively. They're going to work the ball offensively, and they're going to get the right guys shooting the ball when they're supposed to. And so I don't know that he pulls up last year. That was years ago almost, if you relate it to who's playing on the team for Duke this year. So it's just he's going to motivate them to get after Poeltl, and he's going to motivate them to stop guys who, like Jordan, who's made a lot of three-point shots. He's not going to let them shoot those easy. So he'll just be himself, and I don't think he'll have to use the "they almost beat you last year" phrase.
Okay. One-word answer. Can the Utes be in this game and make it really interesting for a 10 a.m. view here in the Mountain Time Zone?
If they don't have turnovers and if they play unselfishly on both offense and defensive ends, then, yeah, they can get in there and compete. They've shown us they can do that, but they got to do it together.
All right, great stuff. Thanks. I got a chance to get you again Saturday morning. It'll be an honor. We'll have a good time. We'll have a good show.
Very good. I'll enjoy it.
Okay, Josh, take care.
All right, see you, bye.